This is Biz. I'm a part-time working mom with two full-blown kids.
And I'm Teresa. I have a family business, two young kids, and a toddler.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, can I still claim Superbrain, or is this just what life is like now? Plus, Biz has nothing to talk about, and Teresa has a Mother's Day report.
Woo!
Boo-doo-boo-boo-boo-boo! Teresa! Happy many days after Mother's Day! How are you?
I'm losing my voice.
Yes, you are. That will make me be extra loud.
Good. Good. Yeah, so I'm sitting here with a cup of tea. Sorry, guys. I actually feel fine. I just have a weird voice thing happening since yesterday. So
nice.
That's fun. I guess I have a little bit of a Mother's Day report. No, like, it was actually pretty good this year. And I'm not like, I tried to put my finger on why.
Okay.
I think it's just a lot of things.
Okay.
Like, I think it's partially just that we've done Mother's Day enough times now that we're like, it's like process of elimination. Well, that sucked.
Yeah.
Let's try something else next year. Let's approach it differently next year. And then also just the lowering of expectations, which is always a winner.
Oh, that helps everything.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah.
And I think just my kids are just a little bit older. Mm. So it's just some things are just getting easier. So
right.
We did not do anything special
no.
on Mother's Day, but I felt special. Which was...
That's nice.
Nice.
That
like,
is nice.
Really nice. And I'm also just, I'm grateful to my sister who has younger kids for, like, reminding me how much harder it is when you have, like, a baby and a two-year-old or whatever. Like, that just is not, it's not a holiday.
No.
There's nothing remotely holiday-ish about that day.
Less resentment and bitterness is a holiday.
I mean... It's just, and even if you're not feeling those feelings, it's just so much fucking work.
It's just a bullshit
it's
label
so much
for
work.
A regular day.
Exactly.
And, which just fucks with expectations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Once you decide it's meaningless, then the joy can come back in.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of mean that.
No, you know, I kind of think that that's true.
Right?
Like, I kind of do. Yes.
Yeah.
So wherever you're at with that... Good job.
Yeah.
We did it.
We got
Mother's
through that.
Day is over.
Another chapter closed in the book.
How are you, Biz?
I have, like, nothing. If you were to ask me, like, what'd you do last week?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, I was working to come up with, like, what should I talk about at the start of the show?
Uh-huh.
Or, like, what's going on in my life right now?
Yeah.
And all I got is... I'm trying to drink more water.
Oh, no.
Like,
this is not good.
It's just all gone.
Yeah.
It's just all gone.
Superbrain.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think this ties in nicely to what we're going to talk about today. Or I can use what we're going to talk about today as a clever excuse. Which is, do I still have Superbrain?
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa.
Yes.
I would like to go back
in
time.
Let's do that.
And talk about Superbrain. When we first started the show, we had very young children, one each. And then we had another.
And we were pregnant.
And we were pregnant.
Yeah.
And we started talking about this expression, this coined term, as it were, mommy brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I said something to the effect of, I cannot fucking stand that
wording.
Phrase.
Yeah. Yeah. Mommy brain sounds demoralizing.
Demeaning.
Demeaning. Yeah. It sounds like somebody's
belittling.
Belittling as if you are a baby. You cannot. Patronizing is it. But just because your hormones have gone all shit out of whack. And you literally, we learned scientifically that brain cells literally were being removed and new ones were coming in.
Yeah, your brain is changing.
Yes.
As you're learning
yeah.
new skills.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like you may, if a kid came into your house mm-hmm. through the, like a process of being inside you somehow.
Yeah.
Chemically.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff's happening at the zoo.
Yeah.
Your brain, I can remember very clearly, like, for a full year, mm-hmm. if not longer, not being able to come up with words that I could have easily come up with before.
Yes.
Where is the, you know, the it's the thing that I put the stuff in, right? And, like, Stefan had to get
there and
really...
wait for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't.
And so we decided that... we were going to agree that super brain was a real thing.
Yeah.
But that the phrasing, because I wanted to just
that
dismiss
it. That mommy brain was a real thing.
Yeah. Yes. That mommy brain was a real thing. I wanted to dismiss it just given the patronizing title it was given.
And because you're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm doing amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, I am forgetting certain words and forgetting certain things.
Yeah.
But like, think about all the other new shit that I'm doing and figuring out.
And if we were to look at it like scientifically and it wasn't something associated with being a woman or a mom, maybe it would get some fucking respect.
Yeah.
But it wasn't getting any respect.
Mm-mm.
So we decided to come up with the phrase super brain because our brains are being really super.
I think we spent some time trying to figure out what to call it.
Still not sure it's the right name, but it's really, it was at the time with our brains.
Yeah.
It made the most sense. And I love it.
And it's, I feel like it's a nod to the fact that our brains are changing / have changed versus like getting worse. Like I hate those articles that explain like actually just your there's huge gaps in the gray matter. I don't even remember like how they
when you had that baby, it ate part of your brain.
Yeah, I mean like parts of your brain
that was the cocaine.
Are like becoming depleted or whatever. But like it's because other areas are growing.
And again, to get on my soapbox, it is yet another thing to make it so that women can be treated as idiots.
Right.
And to consider us unfit after having children to work, to make decisions, to, you know, I mean, the moment there's a baby inside you, you're treated like a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And so
in the moment of actually having those symptoms too. Like I feel like it's not just the concept of mommy brain that causes problems, but it's like when somebody forgets something or is late or gets confused, it's like, oh brother, here we go.
Does she even know how to drive? You're signaling left when you want to go right. It's like every cartoon I watched as a child is true. Oh, this way. I gotta go this way. Oh, left. Oh, sorry. I don't. And my car's wearing a bra. Anyway, it's like all those fucking old cartoons. Anyway, so with that as the setup, here we are.
Here we are.
It's later.
Yeah.
My children are 9. Do you see like that pause?
Yeah.
9 and 5.
Yep.
Thank God they last that for a year. So I can have 1 year to remember that.
I know.
And you have 3 of them.
Yes. And they are 7, 5, and 2.
I really want Gracie to be 8.
I know.
Just so you know.
She's so
in my
8.
In my mind, she's 8.
Almost 8. Yeah. She's in second grade. So she's young for her class. Yeah.
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 This is what Kitty Bell was. So there are no infants in our house.
No.
We did not, our bodies have had several years.
Yeah, we're not pregnant.
To regulate. The hormones are doing something else, but it ain't related to childbirth.
We've gotten our bodies back.
Oh, our.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
And everything. everything's exactly the same place it was to begin with.
No, please. if you're new to the show,
I'm
so against the entire concept
of getting
I don't even want to say it now in a real way.
Ugh.
Okay.
Everything's back in its place and working exactly like it once worked.
Yeah.
We haven't aged.
Yeah.
Thousands of different circumstances are not impacting our lives and how we navigate the world.
Right.
So
things are different
in
our
now.
Lives.
Yeah, in our lives.
But what's going on inside our brains?
I don't know. This would have been a good one to have a scientist on. Instead, let's use our Biz and Teresa's science facts. I got to tell you, if you asked me this.
Yes.
Like, you were like, hey, like, off the show, you said, I'm going to paraphrase and say, basically, is super brain still a thing? Uh-huh. Like, do I still have, do we still have super brain?
Yeah.
And my first thought was, no, because is super brain sort of like acne, like you grow out of it, right? Like, it's something that happens given a set of, like, hormones and circumstances and, like, body chemistry.
Yeah.
But then you can't. It's not your hormones anymore. It's the fact that you're, like, laying in bacon every day. That's why you have acne, right?
Right.
Like, right? Yes. Like, is it, can't, no.
Right.
Right? Like, a super brain is related.
Is it coming from chemicals in my body?
Right.
Or is it coming from my life?
From your life.
Yeah.
At which point, if it's from your life, is it just, this is our life now? Like, is it?
That's such a good point.
Because when I didn't want to be associated with super brain, because I was struggling so hard to prove I was still a person, despite what everybody was telling me when I first had children.
Yeah.
Now, I wish I could cling to super brain like a life raft, you know, out in the middle of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Because I guess my first question is it better to have super brain? Actually, let me take this back.
Is it better to, like, have a baby in your on your arm so that you can be like, well, sorry. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Because the baby's no longer sitting there, but you're still having those same problems.
Yeah, and the problems are things like not remembering anything that happened the week before, writing things down but still forgetting it, leaving your house without anything, going back to get those things, and then realizing you still left more stuff and having to go back, and then still leaving stuff and having to go back, going to the store, getting everything but the stuff you need, children going to school without the things they need, not remembering words that are supposed to come out of your mouth, or your kids' like ages, things like that. If those are the elements of super brain.
Yes.
Can we claim, is it better to claim we still have super brain, right? That there's something chemically different about us now? Or is it better to say, maybe my brain can't handle anything as much anymore?
You mean, like, is it aging? Like, more so
or is
than
it just
parenting?
That, like, if so much garbage is being thrown at your brain all the time, and we've talked about that, the questions, the needs, that's just, if we only are looking at the children in our houses and their immediate needs, talking, questions, feeding, and then that's before you expand out to emails, communications, partners, friends, work, right?
Like
travel, other relatives, right? Like, and then that goes out even further.
Right. That's like planning ahead for the future.
Just
like
planning.
No, I mean
the future.
I don't even mean like next week or whatever, but like the big picture stuff.
Right.
Or
right.
Like keeping in touch with people or
yes.
a new project you're working on
or even want to think about working on.
Yeah.
So here you are, and then we've just talked about these layers spiraling, spider webbing off from you.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
On your brain, and no matter how super you are, can our brains take it? The end.
That's, is that a rhetorical question? No, I mean, I definitely want to acknowledge, like, first of all, I do think I still have super brain. Secondly, I do want to acknowledge that I think, you know, we talked about how this happened for us in carrying our children and growing our babies, but we've also talked about on the show that the same types of things happen to parents no matter how you got kids in your house.
Right.
When you're learning a new skill, and with kids there are like hundreds of new skills involved, like
every
you're
minute.
Adjusting to so many things. There is stuff happening with your brain that, like, they can track by, like, scanning brains. Like, this is, like, real. This is a real scientific phenomenon,
right.
Like, even if you're not carrying the baby in your body.
I agree.
And so I think we can use that to also say, even if it didn't happen recently, all the same shit is still happening. And that's all the stuff that you just laid out. And you add on top of that, like, the problem I've been having lately is, I'll be trying to figure something out in my mind or remember something or like think about what I need to say to somebody. And then Oscar's talking to me.
Mm.
And sometimes I will say as I'm trying to be kinder to myself, I will not get pissed at myself for tuning him out while I try to finish solving a problem in my head. Because sometimes I just, he will talk to me all the time. If he's there, he will always be talking to me. And so sometimes I do have to tune him out while I figure something out. But sometimes I can't because there's only so long that he will go without saying like, right, mommy, mommy, I asked you, so, you know, like he wants my engagement. So it's really hard to have all those layers that you talked about and then be trying to keep track of all that stuff, which is so much extra stuff than if there weren't kids.
Right.
And then there's somebody talking to you.
Yeah.
At the same time. I mean, it just all breaks down at that point. It's really hard not to get agitated in that moment or just to like cast it aside. Like basically what I've been trying to figure out lately is I don't want to be agitated at my kids. And no, like, none of it is anyone's fault.
Right.
Everybody's doing their best. So I don't want to feel stressed out and agitated. So I will often just let it go. Whatever I was trying to figure out, I will let it go when I need to. But that means I've been making a lot of mistakes. Like, I've been making a lot of, like, I've forgotten a lot of things. I've gotten, like, we were at the park the other day. Meeting up with some friends, and I did the getting ready and the going.
Yeah.
And when we and I had some stuff with me, but when we got there, I realized I hadn't brought any snacks for my kids or water.
Right.
Granted, we were going to go eat afterwards, but my kids hadn't eaten since lunch. So it was like they were ready for a snack. They hadn't had a snack at all that afternoon.
Yeah.
I literally brought no water or food for them. And any of them.
Yeah.
Like it was.
And it wasn't like one.
Yeah. It was like I really missed that important thing. And I was feeling super chill.
Yeah.
But it was like, I feel like the more chill I get, the more I just fuck up. I don't know. Like,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
The more we let go, because we preached a lot about letting go. Trying to relax some, trying to let stuff go.
It does, there is a cause and effect there.
The like, cost of it is that, that's interesting. It is so interesting to try, because I, like you said, you still have super brain. You like very confidently said that.
Yeah.
While I'm like 5-year-old, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't
have. Well, I have a 2-year-old.
Right. I still like think that's in the range of, And like, so I would naturally be like, well, no.
Uh-huh.
But. So I would, like, I lean to the side of, no, I just can't function as well as I used to because of all the things we've listed, right?
Yeah.
Which leads me to a question that I have to ask us about this topic. Because now that we are so many children and years in and have acknowledged super brain and as well as acknowledging where we are in our lives now, I ask this question. How does it make you feel?
Bad. Really bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like feeling jumbled in my thoughts, but I also don't like forgetting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that I get somewhere and I don't have the thing that I needed, or like that I tell somebody I'm going to do something and then I don't do it. I don't like that. I don't. That's back to like day one of like having a newborn, like not being able to follow through on the stuff that when I think of myself, I'm a very diligent person. If you were to see my desk in our home office right now,
right,
that is not the desk of Teresa pre-kids. Like,
I know.
I used to work at a law office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have the capacity to be extremely well organized and diligent and like on top of my shit.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm using all that energy for other things.
Survival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, truly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's pretty much what we're doing. Survival.
Yeah. I'm going to say I agree. It makes me feel bad. And as a person who also was like, I mean, pre-kids, I remember like my boss being like, you are doing such a remarkable job and you're still planning your wedding at the same time.
Yeah.
Normally, somebody planning their wedding, all their shit would fall apart
right.
at work.
Yeah.
But it's just gotten better.
Wow.
You know, like super skills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I pride my grade me. Look how good I am.
Yeah.
You know, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And to not be that person.
Yeah.
It was a slow process to realize. It was an even slower process to accept it. And then I deal with the, now that I'm accepting it, do I like that? Right?
Right.
Like, do I even like the fact that I've had to accept this?
Yeah.
And that this is part of defining who I am. And am I trying to compare myself to what once was? Or do I like this person that I am? Right? Like, because
what is, right? Like, what is the value there?
Right.
Because it's, it feels like we're doing a less good job than we were doing before. So how do you adjust to that, get used to it, and find something to like about that?
You
I think you
have to like being a mom.
Yeah.
I mean it. I mean, like, you know, that's where we're headed.
I feel like
because if we're losing all
things.
The other stuff, then you have to like say, okay, well, then maybe I'm doing a good job as a parent.
Yeah.
Oh, but then we just fall into the whole fucking trap of like.
Then now I have to be the perfect parent.
Now I have to be doing such a good job of being a parent
that it doesn't matter what all the other stuff is.
And I should give up work, and I should give up career goals, and I should give up ambitions because I can't, because I literally can't do both.
Yeah.
So I should give into
it's
it.
Not good.
And then it's like the weird partners, you know, like why does that person get to succeed and I don't?
Yeah.
And I'm sure this applies to anyone who is the primary caregiver at home. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Like, so I got to say, I am sure like if it is a dad who is staying at home and the primary everything and trying to figure out that balance.
Yeah.
I am imagining you're dealing with similar identity crises, right? But like, I just, I'm going to say this. One thing we've worked on really hard on this show, I feel like talking out loud, all these things, is how no one's really judging you.
Right.
I definitely don't feel judged if my kid still had a pacifier at like 18. I would have let that go.
Yeah.
But I do feel judged if I make a mistake and people think I can't be depended on.
Right.
Or like you said at the beginning, oh, there they go. She's just gone. We shouldn't depend on her anymore.
Yep.
That, even though I know to separate it, it's still out there.
Yeah.
That feeling still looms around that if I'm feeling less than myself or less about myself than everybody else's.
Yeah.
Which probably isn't true.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Not sure this ended on a happy note.
No, I'm going to say what I think is like the only way to cope with this for me.
Okay.
And that is meditation. Like, I know that that might sound like a cliche at this point, but like truly, like the only way for me to cope with this right now is to, and I don't mean meditation like setting aside 20 minutes a day to sit down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about taking that moment each day, wherever it happens to be, wherever it is, whatever I'm doing, to just be a self.
Yeah.
Listen to my own breathing.
Yeah.
Remember that I'm just myself and just be in my body for a few minutes and just be there.
That is,
you know what I mean? Like,
really smart.
I mean,
yeah,
that's what I got.
That's good. Because all I do is just keep making lists.
We have a Jumbotron. This week's Jumbotron is from SavedByBell.com.
Stressed about saving for your children's college education? With Bell, you can start saving today simply by shopping like you already do. They help you find free money from stores when you shop and automatically transfer your earnings into a college saving plan. Wow!
Yeah, so you can learn more by visiting SavedByBell.com, and that's Saved by Bell, which is BELLE.com, to learn more.
Thank you, Bell.
One Bad Mother is brought to you in part by Pact.
Now that I have time to think about such things as my children get older, I am paying more attention to what is in my children's clothing. Pact makes super soft, 100% organic cotton clothing for kids, ages newborn to 12. Everything is fairly priced. For example, t-shirts are just $6. Pact wants kids to love their stuff, so all of their clothes are super soft and tagless with fun colors that allow kids to mix and match to make parent-approved outfits. And while I'm thinking about what goes on bodies, Pact makes clothes in adult sizes, too.
So shop head-to-toe goodness for the whole family at wearpact.com. Use code OneBadMother to get 20% off your first purchase. That's WEARPACT.com and the code OneBadMother. Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius fail time, Teresa. Genius me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
Okay. So last week, we were adjusting to Jesse and I coming back from our trip to Mexico. We'd been gone for 5 days. Our kids were readjusting. Everybody was doing okay. But Gracie, who nowadays takes transportation home from school, needed Jesse or I to pick her up 3 days in a row last week because she just like couldn't get it together to make it to her ride home. And that was very challenging because on each day it happened like right at the last minute and we just had to go, like drop everything and go, or like say, okay, well, you guys have to hold on to her. We're picking up other kids and then we'll get there. And there was this one day they called. I had Curtis in the car and I was in the middle of picking up Oscar on the way other side of town. And Gracie's school called and I was like, well, I'll be there as soon as I can. And I had just had this like giant cup of coffee and I totally already had to pee.
Yeah.
And I was in car line at Oscar's school and I was like, I can't pee now. I have Curtis and I'm in car line. So I get Oscar and I'm like, I have to get to the school at least to get to Gracie because there's nobody like, there's no like care,
right,
like aftercare.
Yeah.
Like I have to like get there and it's going to take a while. And so I'm like, somehow I'm going to have to figure out how to pee. I can't like get there when she's having like an emotional meltdown and be like, excuse me, folks, do you mind just like watching her while I go pee? Plus, I have two little kids with me. Do I like
take him out
take
of the car?
Do
I like
it's so? And by the way, I know this is genius, but I'm just pointing out this story because so many of these things are like mundane things about life, but we don't have good ways of like taking care of our own needs sometimes.
That's right.
In these kind of situations. So I would never have had that cup of coffee if I would have known I was going to be in the car for that long. So, anyways, we get to the school. And it's like there's a gate, so I can kind of walk away from my car.
Yeah.
Just briefly. And so I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going in to get Gracie and I'll be right back. And I go into the building and I don't see her, but I do see the ladies' restroom.
Woo!
And I'm like, is this weird? They're like waiting for me to pick her up and my kids are in the car. But I'm like, I'm doing this.
Yes.
I am doing this.
Do this!
And I went and I peed.
Yes.
And I felt so much better. And as I was coming out, there was like, sure enough, there was like somebody who works at the school being like, oh, we're trying to flag you down. Like,
yeah.
She's in this other room. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah, I was just looking around. Couldn't find, like,
thought she might be in the bathroom.
Sure. Wasn't sure. And it was totally fine. And I got Grace and I got her in the car. And I just felt like a genius for solving that problem for myself.
Good job.
Thank you.
Very good job.
Thanks.
So my genius is just that Katie Bell's third and fourth grade class went on an overnight camping trip.
Whoa.
I know. It was a big deal. And they did a great job. And she did a great job. And I think my genius is just somehow I want to claim responsibility for my child being able to handle it. It was not her first time away.
Right,
lots of other people's first times away. And she was really good about like helping and... Yeah, just that it was successful. Not that I would have felt it was a failure if it wasn't.
Right.
Right? Let me, I just want to be really clear about that.
Yeah.
But I just want to take the win that at this particular moment, I was 100% confident all would be okay.
So good.
And that she would be okay.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's a total genius.
Okay.
Good
Thank
job.
You. Hi, I'm calling with a genius, I hope. A little bit of background. I've been trying to get my kids, who are 4.5 and 2.5, to do more things independently, like put their shoes on, put their clothes on. I'm also 30 weeks pregnant, so it's getting harder and harder for me to kind of bend over to get on the ground to do things I need to do to get them ready. So I promised them a trip to the toy store today because they filled up their sticker charts and it's time to go pick out a new Lego or something like that. And I found myself frantically running around, getting their shoes, getting their coats, trying to get us out the door at a certain time. And then it just occurred to me, I don't need to go to the toy store. It's totally for them. I don't really want to spend the money. There's certainly no reason for me to stress myself out trying to get us out the door. So I set their coats out. I set their shoes out. And I told them, when you're ready, put on your shoes and put on your coats. And then we'll go. And if you don't do that and we run out of time, we just won't go to the toy store today. No big deal. I mean, like... I don't have to be the one stressed in this situation. I'm not the one who wants a Lego toy. So she said, it feels like a genius to just let it go. Now, they're quietly playing right now. There may be a tantrum in 15 minutes when they realize that we've run out of time to go to the toy store, but I'm calling it a genius for the moment. Thanks. Everybody's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yes, this is genius.
This is.
Yeah. As long as you're comfortable with the fallout, whatever it may be, it's perfect.
But good job.
Yeah.
Letting that go.
Yes.
For yourself.
Smart. Yes.
And good job appreciating the very moment it happened.
Yes.
Because anything else can happen on the other side.
Yes.
But you recognized the moment, which hopefully will alleviate the pain of anything not so great later. Failures.
Fail!
You suck. Fail me, Teresa.
Okay. I mean, somehow the voicemail function on my phone broke and I didn't know it. I had like an inkling because somebody called, a friend of Gracie's called, and then her mom texted me like, oh, she left a message for Grace. And I was like, oh, it hasn't come in yet. Weird. And then I was like, oh, it's just one of those weird things.
Yeah.
My voicemail was broken for like 2 weeks and I didn't know it. And I was waiting for calls about Curtis's like speech therapy stuff. I was waiting for multiple calls from multiple. And I literally I missed six really important voicemails. Didn't notice it until like after I came back from my trip. And I was like, why isn't my thing showing up? And it basically just needed to be rebooted or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know. but everything came in, and when I finally like heard everything, I felt so terrible because I'd been sitting there like, why hasn't this person called me? This is so weird. This is taking so long. I should probably call the follow-up.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst at follow-up calls.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, when I got these messages and called people back, they had like called multiple times. They had like written me off. They had been like, oh, that was a long time ago. We're going to have to see if we can. Yeah, it was just awful. Yeah. It was just, I mean, it's not my fault my voicemail broke, but I should have noticed sooner.
Also, it just makes you feel bad. It plays into what we just talked about.
I can't be counted on.
Nope.
I had to call people and say, something was wrong with my voicemail.
Yeah, no one believes
you.
I know. I'm sorry. That's
okay.
Awful.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know if I've talked about this before, but because it's almost summer and I will be revealing parts of my body publicly, it's going to come back up.
Yeah.
So, and a year has passed. So if I did share this, a year has passed, so things should have changed.
Okay.
I have a skin tag on my back. Now, most people who know skin tags, they're very small little skin tags. After giving birth to Ellis, it started to grow. And it's so big now. I mean, it's like, it's bigger than a Tic Tac.
Okay.
Which is pretty big if it's sticking out of your back shoulder.
Yeah.
It's very, it's like almost the size of a mini marshmallow. Okay. Like, and I never think about it till summer and I put a tank top on or I put a swimsuit on and I'm like, yuck. Ellis fell in love with it last year. And because last year I made a comment like, oh, I gotta go get this thing removed. And he was like, oh, don't.
Yeah.
It's my friend.
Oh, no.
I've named him Friend.
Oh my God.
And I was like, gross. And then I was also like, oh, but he's so little.
Yeah.
And then this year, like I was in a tank top around the house and he sees it and he's like, what? He gently reaches out to kind of poke it and you see this little smile on his face. He's five, guys.
Oh my
and
God.
I said, Ellis, I'm going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, you can't. And so, quite literally, my fail is that I've had a skin tag go so long, Ellis loves it like a person.
Hi. This is a huge fail. I failed just about everyone this morning. I had a court hearing scheduled. I'm a lawyer. I had a court hearing scheduled about an hour south of my home. And daycare is about an hour north of my home. So I took my 15-month-old with me to court. Should have been a fairly straightforward hearing, and brought a little ergo baby type harness to carry him around there. And I had trouble finding parking and blah, blah, blah. And when I finally got him out of the car, he had thrown up everywhere, all over himself, obviously, and somehow all over the car seat and even some on the car, which I don't understand. But I was late, and so I just put him face in so that it wouldn't be clear that I had a baby covered in vomit. But obviously that got vomit all over me. And I arrived at 9:07 for my 9 a.m. hearing because of said barf. And the hearing had been stricken. So I'm calling this number instead of just kind of crying to myself on my 2-hour drive back to daycare. I just did this for no reason, and I didn't have a change of clothes in the diaper bag. That is another fail. So I failed my client, I failed my baby, and I wasted my entire morning, and this is just what life is like now. So thanks for everything. I will probably turn on your podcast now. Bye.
Oh my God!
Yes. So much of this.
It's that
feeling.
Because actually, I think a lot of the choices you made were remarkable choices.
Yeah.
And I really think, like, this is to me, if it were I experiencing this, the fail is that moment when you realize, you find out that the hearing has been moved and that you didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
And then that. The guilt of, I drug my child out here. I tried to do all this stuff.
Work.
And like, that feeling that, look, you didn't know you had to, like, these were the choices. This is everything was right. But not having to go through with the actual execution of doing the trial, I mean, the hearing, just makes you feel like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry.
So much work.
That was involved in that. Yeah. Of work.
Yeah.
Well, you're a failure at work.
And you're doing a good job.
Oh, God, yeah, you are.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you. I love you.
Hey, I'm Janet Varney. And like many of you, some more recent than others, I used to be a teenager. In fact, just about all of my friends were too, including wonderful women like Allison Brie.
I'm dead center on the balance beam. And this is like a big gym. All the kids' parents are there watching. I have to stop, like, you know, when you have to pee so bad and you can't even move. And then I just go. I just pee right in the middle of the high balance beam.
So join me every week on the JV Club podcast, where I speak with complicated, funny, messy humans as we reminisce about our adolescences and how they led us to becoming who we are. Find it every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some heroes watch war movies and then review them.
Friendly Fire is a war movie podcast for people who don't necessarily like war movies, although it does not exclude people who love war movies.
I'll have you know that I am wearing a cape. My cape is just made of sound deadening material from an audio recording studio.
It's a really great show. John's daughter doesn't like it because we sometimes say swear words on it, but almost everybody else that has ever listened to it has enjoyed the program.
Download and subscribe to Friendly Fire wherever you get your podcasts.
To the victor, go the spoiler alerts.
Teresa.
Yes.
No guest today. Gave us all that time to talk about how we can't function as human beings
anymore.
Did
we forget to book a guest?
We forgot to book a guest. But you guys didn't forget to call in and leave yourself having a breakdown. Let's listen to a mom have a breakdown.
Hi, One Bad Mother. This is kind of a rant because I keep fucking failing over and over and over. I missed both my kids' parent-teacher conferences. Just totally forgot about them. They called to tell me that I missed the conferences and also to tell me that they have not yet received the paperwork that they need to reserve my kids' spots for next fall. So yeah, I forgot that, missed the deadline. I even wrote it on my calendar, had it written right, I circled it. I was like, I know I'm going to forget this because of course I'm going to forget it. And I still forgot it. Then I just had to call them today because I should have left something for my two-year-old because my husband's picking him up later tonight and he needs to have it. It's like a lovey. And, of course, I forgot that. So I had to call and ask if I forgot that. They checked. Yep, forgot it. So now I have to tell my husband that he's got to get it before he gets the kids. Anyway, I just can't get my shit together, and I'm pretty sure all of the people at work think I am such a space cadet. How could I possibly function out in the world as a human? Newsflash, I can't, so no surprise there. Anyway, thanks for telling me that I'm doing a great job. I will choose to believe it for now. Thanks.
That's really funny.
You are doing a good job.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Yeah.
Guess
this
what?
Is all totally natural. It's a natural... It's the natural outcome of too much shit. It's
that
just
is,
the natural outcome.
It's
of too much shit.
Wow. Okay.
We're going
why,
different places.
No, it's great. Guess why I picked this rant? Because
yeah.
It tied in so nicely
yeah.
to what it's like the result of our hypothesis.
Yes.
Except we never use the word natural, but I really want to fall back on that. It's a natural response.
Yeah.
Sort of like a flower opening in the sun and closing when the sun goes away. Like a butterfly knowing where to migrate. This is a natural process. I gotta tell you, it is really hard.
Yeah.
And you're juggling so much. And that, oh, there is nothing worse than that moment. I want to actually give you a shout out for remembering to call the school to find out if you had forgotten the thing.
Yeah.
That's
something.
You remembered that?
Yeah.
You remembered.
Just remembered it at the wrong time.
Right. But you followed up.
Yeah.
You could have just said, I'll let them deal with it.
Yeah, you could
have. But you didn't.
Yeah.
You called to find out.
Yep.
And when these things happen, it's just like a day of delivering bad news you have to do. Right? Like, yeah, isn't that like
so
the same feeling? Like,
yes.
Now I have to go and tell somebody this.
Yes.
Or like we talked about, that feeling that everybody thinks you couldn't possibly function in the world.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of like that you're like, I can't. Maybe we should. It's natural that I can't.
Yeah.
Look how natural it is. And it's powerful.
I mean, if you give someone too much to remember and do, they won't be able to remember and do all of it.
Naturally. Like, you really are. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
You're all ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Because we just spent a whole show talking about this very
it's
thing.
It's really hard.
It is really hard.
Yeah.
It does feel awful.
Yeah.
And you actually are doing such a good job.
Yeah, you are.
That is 100% straight from the heart. No facetiousness. You are doing a remarkable job. Teresa.
Yes.
What did we learn this week? I tell you, what I learned this week is that I keep wrestling with issues that keep pulling me back and forth between the bullshit society has used forever to keep women down.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my God, I actually am wrestling with some things that kind of relate to that, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I forget a bunch of stuff right now.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be as, I would find it really difficult to be doing what I had been doing before kids, right? I can do other things, great.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, we talk about when you have so much coming at you, how do you have anything left?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I should just be happy to be a mom and celebrate that. And then, but doesn't that just prove the horrible people's, like, theory that women naturally should only be raising children?
Yeah.
And I don't
but
think
But also,
it,
just saying the phrase, just a mom,
I know, is insulting,
too. Insulting.
I know!
Because
right?
There's so much that goes into that. And also, you're a person. You're a whole person doing the work of being a parent.
Yes, it's that we keep looking at these things or being told that these things are less than negative.
Yeah.
And
because they don't earn money.
Because they don't earn money. They haven't been celebrated except on Mother's Day. And I really think it's important that we start, like, saying, it's like the, I can be happy I had children in my life, and I can also find it very difficult.
Yeah.
Those two things can exist.
Yes.
I can also be struggling with trying to find the balance and suffering from super brain or whatever, the natural process of trying to function in a world that's throwing garbage at me all the time. And still be a person who's capable of doing anything I damn well please.
Yes.
So that is just a weird thing to have to keep navigating. I don't have the brain space to do it.
I can't solve it.
Solve it for me.
Maybe if things were less foggy, we'd be able to sort it out.
Maybe. I think I'm just going to fall to it's natural.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good thing.
Okay.
And it's all good.
Yeah.
And that super brain should also allow me to step on people's toes who try and make it a negative thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's natural for me just to kick you in the shin. Actually, I will say, I also think this is a good lesson in being kind to people.
Yeah.
Like, once we understand and accept that this is happening to us,
mm-hmm.
makes it a little easier to be forgiving of the parents who, quote unquote, never read the emails or aren't getting back to you about a party or, you know what I mean? But for real.
Yes.
Like, they're not reading emails in spite of you.
Right.
At you.
Yeah.
They have a bazillion things to do, and this is the thing that's getting lost.
Yeah.
Let's be kind.
Yeah.
Let's remind. Everybody, you're doing a fucking great job.
Yeah, you are.
You are just amazing people out there functioning and getting at least 10% of what you need to do done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job.
Teresa.
Yes.
You are doing a very good job.
Thank you, Biz.
Yeah.
You are also doing a really good job.
Thank you. We will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Bunn, our producer, Hannah Smith, our husbands, Stephen Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org/OneBadMother. For information about live shows, our book, and press, please check out OneBadMotherPodcast.com.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Well, Daddy, baby, bussin' by, got low down mama blues. Oh, said Daddy, baby, bussin' by, got low down mama blues.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.